Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we got Larry on its mountaintop. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Oh, just staying up high, trying to watch down the mountain and see what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, actually. I wanted to start the show off. Somebody wrote me and said, is there a difference between God's judgment and God's wrath, or are they the same thing? And the answer is, and Larry can chime in here too, anytime, Larry, God's judgment is designed to bring repentance. America's been under judgment for quite a while, and it does not seem to be much repentance. Repentance is not going to occur on a nationwide basis. Whatever repentance is occurring, it's individual repentance. And as I've said before, most Christians don't even know what repentance really means. But aside from that, God's judgment is supposed to, how do I word this, bring an attitude adjustment. That's basically what it is. It's an attitude adjustment. God's wrath is when no repentance or attitude adjustment takes place, then destruction comes. So the difference is one leads to repentance, the other leads to eternal ruin and death. And we are, I believe, rapidly going to be moving into an era of wrath. It's very, very interesting. All of that actually works, but it does, and the Lord's pretty clear. If I got that right, Larry, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I think in America especially, we've been under judgment for quite some time. And, most people won't acknowledge it, but it's a fact. And then the wrath, that's something you don't want to be here for.
Wrath is ruin and destruction, folks. And judgment, well, it's kind of like you're a smart butt in school. And the teacher puts up with it for a little while, and then all of a sudden you get slammed up against the chalkboard. Now, they can't do that anymore because you might offend their little sensibilities. But when I was in school, you started mouthing off to a teacher or something, and the hammer came down real quick, and that adjusted your attitude towards it. See, God does the same thing. It's just that nobody's listening anymore. Now, I wanted to get into something here because there's something going on here, and we're going to get into an article and an email that Larry got, and Stan Dale was kind enough to bring some of the knowledge and articles that he has. Kind of interesting. So I went online to find out what the global UV index is. Now, UV, anything really above 6 or 7, starting to get in, and even below if you're electromagnetically sensitive, is dangerous. You can go into the sun for a while, but you shouldn't be staying in it. A lot of the damage is subdermal, doesn't show up right away. But there's something going on with the sun. It's getting quite dangerous. So when I downloaded the NEO, and then I think it's a NASA-sponsored site, of Global UV Index, and the reason I'm getting into this is because people in the Philippines, and I can remember a deal where Stan, there were some people over in the Canary Islands that were getting ill, And that had part to do with the Atlantic anomaly, the North Atlantic anomaly, which we'll get into, because this is going to get really serious, people. This is going to get extremely serious. It's going to kill a lot of people. That's what it's going to do. But anyway, if you go into the tropic zone and even down towards the tip of South America and Africa, the Philippines, guess where the UV index is? It's 16 plus.
Wow.
That's way above dangerous. That's why, and we'll get into that later. I can remember last year during the summertime, they got to remember that parts of this where it is that high from 12 to 16 or above, some of that is during their winter time. It's below the equator. And they're still having these high ratings. And I can remember last summer that parts of the United States were getting into the 12s or 14s. There have been huge changes in the sun. Stan has warned about this a number of times. I don't think people are listening, but they, you know, if you want to not get burned to death, you better listen. Okay, something else is also going on. There's a huge change in the stratospheric radiation. And, of course, we are now at solar minimum, and they are saying that this is a deep solar minimum. Personally, I don't think scientists really understand the sun. They're learning about it, but they still don't understand it. And the one thing they do not understand is God's, the God factor, I should word it that way. We operate on certain laws of physics and quantum physics and all of that. But what they're not realizing is that the Lord can tweak his system anytime he feels like it. And more scientists are now just shaking their head and saying, oh, we don't understand what's going on. We just don't know what's happening. Well, it's the Lord. He's getting ready to lower the hammer down upon planet Earth because there is no repentance. There is only more and more apostasy. The whole universe is actually running down. We don't look at it that way, but the whole thing is based on entropy, which is heat loss, second law of thermodynamics. It's the curse that God put on the whole universe because of the fall. And I know it sounds very, very arrogant, but on writing and investigating for book two on the mind matrix, by the way, the frequency book one will be available as a paperback very soon. They're printing it right now. We can't afford large runs. We can only afford short little runs, but it will be available. And book two will be out soon, and it's called The Mind Matrix. And very, very important, because what's happening here is people's minds, and I'm going to get into Cliff High and the bots and what he had to say about sun disease. Anyway, I wanted to read because there's been an 18% increase in cosmic radiation frequency, actually, types of frequencies, over 3 years, 18%. Isn't that amazing? 18 plus. So here we go. Now, this is what it says. When cosmic rays crash into Earth's atmosphere, they produce a spray of secondary particles that is most intense at the entrance to the stratosphere. And that is what we are measuring today. Now, this is something else they say about it. Cosmic rays can seed clouds, trigger lightning, we might as well call them plasma events, penetrate commercial airplanes. Furthermore, there are studies linking cosmic rays with cardiac arrhythmia, sudden cardiac death in a general population. The latest measurements show that cosmic rays are intensifying. And, of course, one of the reasons they're intensifying, I believe, is we're moving into an area of the Milky Way as we swing around it we're moving into a different era of time, and I remember what the Lord really did say. He said, this is going to bring about a time of trouble unlike ever, any time ever in the history of the world. So there's a lot of things that are converging. But anyway, here's what the Bible has to say. And there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and upon earth, distress of nations with perplexity, sea and the waves roaring. Now, you can't have that unless you got something really big going on. Okay, so Dr. Paul LaViolette, and if you're interested in any of this, you really do need to get his book and get his DVD. It's called Earth Under Fire, Humanity's Survival of the Apocalypse. Now, this guy is a genius, and he wrote this a long, long time ago, and they're just finding out that everything he had to say was absolutely the truth. They never mention him, as usual. Usually rogue scientists like that, and he is. He's kind of a rogue. The mainstream scientists don't want anything to do with them, nor will they ever even acknowledge them. They copy them, and they don't mind putting their own name on it. But anyway, it's well worth a read. But I want to get into some of this. Cosmic waves, gravity, this all ties together with what's going on with the UV ratings, with volcanoes, with earthquakes, with solar anomalies. This is all coming together. And when it does finally come together, humanity's in serious trouble. Anyway, cosmic waves, gravity waves, they change the DNA, particularly the cosmic waves. Gravity waves really just make the Earth bump up and down, but we'll get into that later if we get time. But they do change the DNA, and they cause mutations. Now, they have found this in ice cores, and this is where Dr. LaViolette really shines. He's done a lot of ice core sampling, and it's very, very interesting. And this is some of what he has to say. It is understandable that prehistoric peoples, frightened by the traumatic effects of a galactic superwave, might deify the galactic core and pray to it in the hopes of securing an end to the scourge it is bringing on the Earth and the solar system. Jose Argaliz, I guess, in his book, The Mayan Factor, advanced his own literal interpretation of that Mayan belief. He suggests that the supreme galactic mind, now this is kind of New Age, folks, just think, change that over to the Creator, to Jesus Christ, God the Father. That's all. He suggests that supreme galactic mind actually resides at the core of our galaxy, and this intelligent consciousness has been emitting a pulsating beam of radio signals, which for the past 5,000 years have been sweeping past our solar system, programming human consciousness by direct resonance with our DNA molecules. Although admittedly the galactic center from time to time would have a major impact on human life when its outbursts reach us, it's quite a leap of induction to conclude that it functions as a central control currently programming our minds. And I would agree with Dr. Paul LaViolette because that violates free will. But the basic part of this is the Mayans believed that at our galactic center, where the black hole is, on the other side, another dimension resides. And that is what they were claiming is where is the dimension of eternity. Nobody knows. We haven't gone down through there yet. But anyway, these shock waves are extreme cosmic radiation frequency events, and they travel outwards from the center. Now, I have a picture of huge jets coming out of the Milky Way core, coming out of the black hole. If we have a picture of these jets already, that light took 26,000 years to reach us. That means that the cosmic wave and the gravity waves, which he claims travel a little bit slower than the cosmic radiation waves, that means we're probably already seeing the precursor events, the ripples of this coming. And it's going to affect the sun. It's already affected the other planets. There are a lot of articles out there on the entire solar system being changed and the planets within it. Scientists are getting more and more concerned about the sun. It's anomalous behavior. And it's not running the way it should. And it's going to get extremely interesting. Anyway, at the core of the Milky Way, scientists have discovered a supermassive black hole, something that the Mayans already knew about and depicted it in their drawings. The Mayans believed that this black hole was, in fact, the regulator of both life and death, which it probably is indirectly, and that this center was a portal or gateway to the dimension that the Creator lived in. The emanations coming from this center could both bring life or they could destroy it. In other words, we could call this center the regulator of the ages. It would bring in an age and then close an age. There may be much more truth in that than we all realize. It also appears that the constellations of the zodiac are arranged in such a manner as to point to the galactic center. If these shockwaves come and go, which scientists have proven they do, then perhaps many of our events that change world history are somehow linked to these emanations from the Milky Way core. If these waves can influence our DNA, then it is also true that the Mayan philosophy is indeed New Age concepts, for that is exactly what the New Agers believe, that there will be changes in the DNA structure that will enable man to climb to the next evolutionary leap to their godhood status, which is what you'll find in the Book of Enoch. They think themselves as gods. In other words, these changes in the electromagnetic environment will alter human consciousness, expand it, as it were. That's what they're going to call, that's what the New Agers call the ascension. They come into I don't even know how to word it. It's a fake. If you're not born again, you don't have any ascension. You're trapped in the matrix, which is what my book on frequency is all about. We are in a matrix, and it's a lockdown matrix. Nobody gets out of here unless they die, except for a few people that were listed in the Bible. And it's so serious, and yet people are just not paying any attention to it. Okay, according to the legends told by the Hopi Indians, the present world civilization is not the first to populate the earth. Before this one, there were other worlds, each terminated by a global catastrophe. They call the present world cycle the fourth world and claim that it too, like the others before it, will one day come to an end. They say that this ending will be heralded by the appearance of the blue star spirit. Since the cores of distant exploding galaxies are observed to have a bright blue star-like appearance, it is then reasonable to expect that the core of our own galaxy would have a similar appearance during its explosive phase. So the legendary appearance of the blue star could be referring to the explosion of our galaxy's core. And as I said, they already have a picture of, how do I word this? Black holes, they say scientifically, are usually quiescent, what they call quiescent. They're not really doing anything. They're just sitting there doing. But every once in a while, they start gobbling up all these stars. And when that happens, the galactic core sends out these huge cosmic and gravity waves. I don't want to get into a lot of, I'm not an astrophysicist. I'm only telling you what they are saying. Anyway, because the radiation from such a high velocity electron shines forward in a very narrow cone, the light would have the appearance to ancient observers as a bright blue-white star about 1,000 times brighter than the brightest star in the night sky. That's Dr. Paul LaViolette. And I find that very interesting, Larry, in view of the Hopi legends and the ancient legends of the bright star that they see just before it ends, before that age ends. So it's really kind of interesting, because that's probably what's agitating the sun, the precursor waves. Do you remember in that outfit called Camelot, where they interviewed Dr. LaViolette and an insider called in and said they've already seen the galactic superwave and it's coming? You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. I do.
What was the date he gave? I think it was between like 2017 through maybe 2025, 26, somewhere in there, they thought it would hit.
I think that's close anyway. 2025, the maximum probably. But I find it all fascinating what you're talking about, and it all seems to fit together.
Yeah, it is. Okay, the galactic wave of fire. Remember that from that mystic over in Bolivia? He said there was going to be a galactic wave of fire that would sweep the Earth and remove or vanish people, I guess would be the word, that are not ready for the next quantum leap of ascension up the ladder of evolution. Actually, it's the rapture of the bride of Christ, and those left behind go into the strong delusion. And I think that's proved by a lot. Anyway, now I want to get into something else here. Modern man has not lived through a magnetic pole shift and therefore cannot know or really predict what the effects of such a shift might entail. But we do know from ancient writings that such a shift can have a devastating effect upon mankind, because it appears that the magnetic fields drop to zero before they reverse themselves. And, of course, we all know that the magnetic North Pole and the South Pole are moving. I want to tie this in with Cliff High, sun disease, and Dr. Major Ed Dames. And he's not a doctor, he's just Major Ed Dames of we call him Dr. Doom, but he's the one who talked about the kill shot. Now, this ties into some of the prophecies that are having, and by the way, I got a call this morning of more prophecies that are very, very similar to what was found in Pet Goat 2, the video Pet Goat 2. Go on YouTube, you type it in and watch it, about the fire in Notre Dame, and it's shown you in the Antichrist just comes out of his hiding, and the symbolic, I guess one could call, of the church is destroyed as he comes out. His eyes are full of fire, and he's on this little boat. On his forehead is kind of all the New Age, New World Order stuff. But that's kind of interesting, because we got all these signs now that are coming rapidly, rapidly, and more rapidly, warning us that something very, very strange is coming upon this earth, and very few people are paying any attention to it. But my point was that as you go into a magnetic reversal and the pole gets weaker and weaker, it develops more and more poles, both north and south. And if you have solar activity, when you develop these poles, the people that are under these anomalous poles get bombarded with not only deep space radiation, but solar radiation as well, UV. It becomes increasingly higher and higher and higher. So it's lethal. Let's put it that way. It's lethal to the human race. And because we have never gone through a polar reversal in the past, We have records. We know that we do. They've seen the magnetic pole reversals in rock. One thing that most scientists will not admit, and even Dr. Paula Violet will not admit it, that there is such a thing as a literal planetary pole shift, a literal shift, not a magnetic shift, a literal shift, where the crust or the entire planet is upside down. You'll find that in Isaiah chapter 24. He talks about the planet turning over. Now, one of the reasons they might not notice a total planetary, including the core, going all the way over would probably not even be in the records. They wouldn't see it. We do have records of catastrophe in the Bible. Jeremiah talks about how the waters rose up over all the mountains, destroyed everything in their path. You may remember the movie 2012, where there was a monk on top of the Himalayas watching this mountain of water come through. That's biblical. That's actually what Jeremiah said. This is from a crustal or a planetary shift. What happens when the planet itself starts to shift? Let's say it's just a crustal shift. The air above the planet does not follow the ground. It starts to roll up. Likewise, water, which is liquid, will start to rise up and go out of their beds, which is exactly what the Bible says is happening, and it will happen again. All of this is starting to come together. So, the magnetic fields are what protect us from the lethal rays of the sun. If that field collapses, or we have multitudes of poles developing, those lethal rays can come down to the surface at the location of the poles. Now, I want you to marry this concept with the prophecies of a worldwide auroras, of beautiful auroras of blue and green and red and pink and purple that develop all over the entire earth. That seems to me that we, at that point in time, have gone deeper and deeper into this magnetic shutdown. And we're having all these poles. In one of the documentaries I did, I can't remember who made the video or movie, and I copped some of it, of exactly that. These magnetic poles, multiple poles, form all over the earth, and then auroras form all over the earth. Now, couple this with Major Ed Dames and the kill shot, which he said was a series of powerful CMEs that come off the sun, bang, 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 like that, and they hammer the earth, and they come all the way down to the surface. They come all the way down to the surface, and he said it's going to kill millions of people when this happens. And, of course, you're going to lose all of your power. I'm not saying this is going to happen right away, but it is in the future. There's no question about it. The remote viewing team that he used, and he was in the military, and they did a lot of remote viewing for the military. And this was an entire series of CMEs that actually literally pound the planet. And even if the magnetic fields are not on the ground at that time, this thing pounds down through it anyway. And so anyway, here we go. And if you want to see what can happen, get the movie Knowing with who played in that? Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. And I also recommend you get 2012. There is some truth to some of that. I mean, it's obviously hyped up way beyond what it probably is. But anyway, interesting. And I want to get to the bots, and then we can get on to the regular news. Because he talks about sun disease. And this is what's happening to people now. And then we'll get into the article that Stan and Larry sent up. Since the beginning of this data mining efforts in 1997, the data has consistently held new growth coming to a set labeled sun disease. Initially, the interpretation was that the sun would become diseased to the point that it would affect life here in the solar system. Over the years, the data supporting sun disease sets filled out presenting a view of humans being affected and afflicted with mental disease due to sun disease. The descriptors for the symptoms of sun disease as it affects humans have grown. These include standing, drooling, dumbstruck. Descriptions of larger aggregated effects include jitteriness, an uptick in anxiety, frantic, and other language pointing out humans on the edge. The whole of the humans driven mad or at least irritated by solar disease sets have had near continuous growth in these past years. These data sets are describing a new phenomenon that has been trying to express as sun disease effects on humanity. I think that's kind of interesting. What do you think, Larry, with what's going on with people? They're losing it.
Yeah, it's a matter of fact, I was thinking that over the last 2 years, I've noted a lot of those symptoms in the Democrats.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, my God. Maybe it affects the people in the Beltway. Maybe the Lord has focused it down to specifically that area. And they do look like and act like zombies, pretty much. I don't know. Okay, further impacts. Oceanic nightmare, twisting convection currents. And then he puts all this into sun disease. The ocean changes, which participate in climate changes at a global level, are linked to both volcanic and to earthquakes, which are in turn linked to the sun. Suggests that large-scale changes in ocean floor contours will surface. This latter also includes submarines and military transportation. Navy will find it first. Remember that sub, Larry, that went aground?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was after that Indonesian earthquake because the seabed rose up.
Yes, and they didn't realize it, so he ran aground underneath there. This is going to be more and more, folks. Anyway, the area of atmospheric problems is mostly internally cross-linked with the Earth entity. Indications are that many of the problems within the atmospheric structure, both those known now and those forecasted, will appear over the course of years and related to the core of the planet at the magnetosphere level. Through this itself is directly related to Earth-to-Sun relationship. The magnetosphere and planetary core are described as the actual generators that affect the atmospheric structure and health. This is kind of interesting, Larry. Who was it that said that the core would become disquieted?
Oh, that was Anton Johansson. That he died about 100 years ago.
And his prophecy was that the core would become very disquieted, right? And it would radiate up onto the surface, if I remember right?
Yeah, that was what he talked about. He talked about earthquakes and tsunamis and disquietings in the middle of the planet that would affect the surface.
Wow. Anyway, since the atmospheric problems are forecast to include negative impacts on food crops, think about Nebraska, Iowa, and the corn belts and soybean belts and all that already starting. forecast to include negative impacts on food crops, as well as negative impacts on humans, both on the ground and in the air. Now, what did I read here on from Space Weather? In fact, I got a report from the FAA warning stewardesses and flight crew members that were pregnant that they should not be flying over or near polar regions because of the radiation and its effect on babies, and actually its effect on passengers as well. And I predict that if this continues, over the pole flights, both poles, will be discontinued because the radiation level is going to get so high that it's going to be extremely dangerous. Anyway, the negative impacts on humans includes descriptors for a wide range of short and long-term health issues, from sudden heat stroke to skin degradation due to solar radiation. There's your UV. Many of the strange and bizarre atmospheric phenomena include internal crosslinks over to the sun subset within the Earth entity, where the termination points are within aspect attributes, going towards the long-standing forecast of sun disease. Within that sun disease are strange and very bizarre atmospheric phenomena, extreme behavior. That's happening. We have, you know, these atmospheric rivers. Well, he forecast that years ago. He found it in the language sets. Jet stream changes, all of this stuff. Oceanic changes in the Gulf Stream. All going to change. In fact, there was a professor over there in Europe who proved that in some areas, and for a little while, it stopped. It began to eddy. I think it's gone back to moving a little now, but this is why the weather over in England, for example, and over in that area, the northern climes, is so bizarre now. Everything changes when the ocean changes and your jet streams change. Okay, and then he goes into sun disease, and it further, there are more internal links terminating in sun disease than in any other area. Within the sun disease, descriptors are forecasting a situation in which sun disease or sun anomalies will power or propel very radical behavioral changes within the social order. These behavioral changes will emerge, and they are forecast to have impacts on the populace, which in turn will alter the behavior of the masses of the population, which in turn will affect other areas like your markets, politics, etc., etc. So there you go, folks. It's happening. It's all coming together. Here's some scripture. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Now, Stan and I and Larry talked about that on a program not very long ago. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with anger. The burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation. His tongue is a devouring fire. And the fourth angel, this is Revelation now 16, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues, and they repented not. Doesn't matter what the Lord does to them, they won't repent. But then something happens. So I think we're in the preliminaries. What do you think, Larry? I wanted to get into this because I think it's dangerous.
Yeah, it seems like we've entered into some of that already, and it's so ironic that all this information that you were reading has been out there for some time. Some of it new, but a lot of it old. and people just don't put it together.
Yeah, they're not connecting the dots. Well, here's this thing that you and Stan sent to me. Sun activity making people sick in the Philippines. Now, I looked at the UV chart, and I don't wonder they're sick. It's 16 plus. Anyway, this is what April 19th, this morning, we received a message from Larry Taylor, who co-hosts with Stuart Best on Night Shadow. Larry writes, Stan and Holly, this is a close friend, pastor, and family in the Philippines requesting help information to combat some type of strange radiation-like anomaly making everyone sick there. Something like the Atlantic anomaly. Thanks, Larry. Bro, Larry, we are really suffering from the heat radiation from sun these days. Not like anything I have experienced before. Seems to drain us of energy and results in getting very little done. Asked the Lord if I was sick or if it was the sun. He said it was the sun. Just wondering if Sister Darnett has some kind of herbal recipe for a tea or something that might be an energy-giving tonic that we should try and make over here. Okay, now I'm going to jump down. Stan has addressed this on radio programs lately, this is Holly, that the sun is behaving oddly. Even though we're in solar minimum, usually without sunspots, last month the sun sported a massive spot, 2.5 times the diameter of Earth. Stan found the UV count in the Philippines off the chart. 11 plus is the highest rating, yet these graphs show it at 14. Actually, when I went over to the UV index put out by NASA, it's 16 plus. It's totally off the charts. I don't wonder. It's a wonder it doesn't kill them, Larry. This is serious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And on this, also, Space Weather reported yesterday that the neutron count over the U.S. is higher than any other place in the world. Now, why do you suppose that would be? You don't suppose God is telling us something? What do you think?
Sounds like. Well, I kind of, the word that comes to mind when you mentioned that, and Stan pointed that out with those articles, is the word judgment.
Exactly. Exactly. We're on a judgment, and it's going to get very, very bad. And there's nothing you or I or anybody out there can do about it except get under the wings of the Most High and do what Jesus told you to do. And you'll be able to ride through this, or part of it. There is a prayer. Pray always that you be worthy to stand before the Son of Man and escape all these things that are coming upon the earth. So anyway, what do you got? Getting off that subject, what's going on in North Korea?
Well, it's really strange, the movement of Kim lately. If you'll remember, he went to China, and then he went to Russia, and then he came back, and they began to work on their nuclear sites again, and, you know, mostly the U.S. pulled back a lot of their training and a lot of their movements with South Korea. However, Moon, the leader in South Korea, leans towards the Korean Peninsula and is working with Kim closely and is really trying to get Trump to not stir the pot, if you will. But at the same time, there are reports that Kim is about to make another trip to meet with Putin. And over this last few days, it is reported from South Korea, and whether it was discovered by our intel, I don't know. It wasn't reported. But Kim, his administration said that they fired a tactical weapon, a new tactical weapon in North Korea, and South Korea said that did happen, and of course the North said it happened. Now, a lot of times, you know, and there's not any data out on it, but a lot of times it's very possible that they have put together a tactical nuke that can be used in a cruise missile, which doesn't go straight up. A cruise missile, will
just flies,
hug
yeah.
the ground, basically. And so whether they've got a new weapon, I don't know, but things are not looking good in that area. Matter of fact, and we greeted on another show, but I pulled up an old North Korean war Torah code from 2017 that Barry Rothman had done, and he was very concerned about it involving, EMP in Korea, a war with the Chinese involved in Kim.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they do have those satellites that run right up through the middle of the United States. The only reason I can think that they would do that is a maximum effect of an EMP.
Well,
and I know a lot of scientists have written a number of articles about the EMP. Not only could we get nailed by the sun in a series of CMEs, like Killshot said, but also, he could just kind of ignite, if that's what those satellites are. And I know some people are very, very suspicious because of their orbit. They come up from the south, and they go basically cut through either the center of the United States, or they go slightly over the east coast area.
Yeah,
and there's got to be a reason why they have that trajectory. So I'm just kind of curious about all that.
One of the interesting things that is in that same Torah code is the word electrical transformer, an electricity magnet, and it appears that, according to Barry Rothman, he's done an investigation into it, and he said, if we go to war with Korea or have problems with China, and of course right now we could go to war with North Korea, and we actually could go to war with China. Guess who manufactures our electrical transformers and electricity magnets? China does.
They do. Yeah. We're real smart, Larry. I mean, we have our military equipment with all its computer, and they didn't think our military, or maybe it's deliberate, who knows, you would think that you would figure out, gee, now if I'm going to build my military equipment and I'm going to go to an enemy and buy their stuff, I wonder if they'd put a back door into it so that they could neutralize it any time they want. I don't know.
True.
I mean, it's amazing the stupidity of, our people aren't stupid. And if they're not stupid, then it's got to be deliberate. And the takedown of the United States by deep state is well underway. Any more news about the caravans? I know there's thousands more coming up, but I haven't heard anything about stopping them. In fact, they had some militia, was New Mexico, I think, that declared a state of emergency, was it? And now they're jumping all over them for trying to defend the border.
Yeah, they actually took into custody 300. And, everybody, especially the Democrats in deep state, are on them that they have no right to do that. But they forget that those people, all people in America, have a right to defend their property. They can do it, you know?
Well, can't the governor deputize?
Stuart, in America you can declare a militia, a local community militia, and you can guard your towns.
Yeah, you can. A sheriff can deputize anybody he wants, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true, too. One thing that has popped up in the last couple of days that I wanted to bring up real quick and get your comments on is that there's a lot of people sick in America, and they're reporting, Drudge Report today reported, two-wave flu season in the USA has not stopped, and now the longest in decades. So we've got a strange flu, but listen to this one. Hal Turner posted it late this evening. Deadly viruses, bacteria, and unknown pathogens have been stolen from the university lab freezer in Venezuela. Information was concealed for 5 days before being released. And, Stuart, it makes me wonder how much of that deadly pathogens, et cetera, viruses could be in the caravans.
Not only in the caravans, but, you know, deep state. It's hard to explain to people that if, we'll say, North Korea attacked America, or we'll say the Soviet Union tried to nuke America and succeeded to a big degree, it's really not China, North Korea, or the Russians. It is global deep state. This is their new world order. Psalm 2, the kings of the earth gather themselves together against the Lord. You've got to always remember what the end result is. It's a war against Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. It just doesn't show itself that way, but that, the Bible is very, very clear. That's what this is all about. So I understood that they were going to try and stop this so-called militia. Well, can they?
I don't think lawfully they can. You'd have to absolutely override, and it's part of the Constitution to be able to protect your own communities. And so I guess we're going to find out, aren't we? It looks like they have really boxed Trump in on his wall, and I hear now that the deep state, a lot of Republicans now are beginning to move along with the Democrats to pass laws to stop the wall. So we don't want any walls. We don't want to protect America. What's interesting, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion here, you mentioned something that was interesting, the global deep state, and Dave Hodges just did a report on that and said that intel that he's receiving is that the global deep state, in other words, New World Order, is moving ahead all over the world and leaving America out of this new world order because they know what's coming to America.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that because Deagle.com, you know, has a tremendous population reduction in America as well as North Korea, and the population reduction here in the United States is in the millions. And, of course, we have mega earth changes coming up. You said there was a prophecy, some lady, and I haven't had a chance to read it, but she said that this was a vision, I guess, she had. Dr. Somebody. I wish I knew what her name was.
Yeah, Dr. Melanie Ritter.
What was that about?
Well, she was praying about the situation and was taken up over the east coast of the USA. And I put her map on my blog today. And, you know, you can, Standeo actually posted the prophetic post on today's headlines. And she basically saw an event somewhat like Augusto Perez and others have seen, one that impacts the whole east coast. But she also saw cracks and you know, in the earth between the Great Lakes all the way down to, I suppose, the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico, especially on the region of East Texas, and said there was cracks in Southern California and a lot of problems. It looked like the northern middle part of the country was the only country was seemingly untouched.
Wow.
And Stuart, something that I thought of, and of course, you know, I'd like your opinion on this. Oddly enough, it came to mind to me, it sounds like a great judgment against all the Democratic Rhino Republican strongholds.
Yeah, if it was if predominantly the East Coast, it probably would be, although I guess you could throw California into that mix. It's just, I don't know. Like you and I have said before, it's what we're dealing with here is not only a communist insurgency, but it's pitting ethnic group against ethnic group, political group against political group, religious group against religious group, and divide and conquer, and that's what they do the best. And unfortunately, the Bible prophets said that they're going to win, and we're going to lose. And it's all part of the overall, I guess one could say, the apostasy. Apostasy is a form of spiritual entropy. It's kind of like second law of thermodynamics. Everything kind of goes into disarray and then kind of vanishes, and the church is in deep disarray. And of course, in America, the word Babylon means religious confusion. And boy, do we have religious confusion. So, anyway, what else you got, Larry?
One of the, I think his last name's Lankford, one of the representatives, a congressman out of Oklahoma, recently told Oklahoma that the United States is more divided than it's ever been since before the Civil War.
Wow. Well, I think it is. It's a domestic reasoning and logic have disappeared. Well, they've even disappeared in the Christian church. Everything God does, everything about salvation, all the comments that Jesus made, they're all very, very logical. It fits together like a glove because God is the author of all logic. So, but the American people evidently have lost the ability to connect the dots and therefore are not logical, and is rapidly shifting over into an emotional hodgepodge. And do you see any way out of this? I mean, look at how they're treating Trump, for example.
Absolutely unbelievable, and they will not relent. They're locked into this, whatever it takes. That's the direction they seem to be going.
Well, of course, that's what a communist coup does. They will do anything to anyone. They don't care. They have an agenda, and that's all they have. They're kind of like biological computers. They have this agenda, this program built under their hard drive, and it doesn't matter. Their conscience is seared. And the death of millions is probably a great pride and joy to these people. The American people cannot fathom the thinking of that type of... We can't wrap around that there's no compassion, no empathy, no caring whatsoever, no compassion. They're driven by an agenda. And basically they're inhabited by Satan, who hates the human race with a passion. And as soon as these people have done the dirty work Satan wants done, he's going to turn around and the Lord's going to destroy them. So this is the way it always works. The Bible code, is there anything else on that? We'll pick up on that in another time, but what's this latest Bible code you were talking about?
Well, it's a very interesting one. That this is one that Barry Rothman did on April the 15th. He was looking for the terminology in time control in the Torah. And he actually said he was looking. He said, E.T. seems to be using time control to harvest human DNA. And he's got six points in the matrix. Number one, time control. Number two, from a UFO. Number three, harvest. Number four, sperm. Number five, embryo. Number six, DNA.
Wow. Wow. Well, we'll have to get into that one. Talk about time control. The Lord is the master of time, by the way, folks. He created time and space and spirit and life and energy, all of that. So you're dealing with the master of it all. Anyway, Larry, any last words you would have for tonight? I guess heads up.
I would just tell people to be prepared because all our enemies must be shouting with glee at how divided we are and how we are infighting to the nth degree.
Yeah, and it's all at the same time that the solar stuff is going on, and the ripples from the cosmic wave appear to be approaching us. Keep your eyes open, folks. This is going to get, what do I say, interesting. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and appreciate everybody listening, and if we have any major update, we'll certainly be on and let you know about it. Anyway, thanks a lot, and good night, everybody.